Hello, and welcome to Dr. White's Learning Lab, the podcast where we will explore the exciting world of education, personal growth, and the science of learning. I'm Dr. White, your host, and in each episode, we'll dive deep into strategies, insights, and conversations that will help you unlock your full learning potential. Let me start by telling you a little bit about myself and why I'm here. I've spent over 2 decades as an educator, both in the classroom and in mentorship roles, and throughout my career, I've been focused on helping students achieve success, not just academically, but in a way that empowers them to approach challenges with confidence. I began my journey as a middle and high school math teacher in a rural school, where I quickly realized that math was a subject that many students struggled with. It wasn't just the formulas or the equations that were hard, it was the mental barriers that held them back. Some students came into my classroom already defeated by the idea of math, and others just didn't understand how it connected to their daily lives or future goals. But that's when I became determined to make math accessible. I saw firsthand the importance of a solid math foundation and how it impacts not only academic achievement, but also students' confidence in their ability to tackle challenges. Whether it's a young person solving a word problem or an adult navigating complex financial decisions, math is a tool that can open many doors. So why am I so passionate about math? Because it has the potential to unlock a world of opportunities. It teaches you to think critically, solve problems, and think through complex issues, skills that go far beyond the classroom. But I also understand that for many, the road to math mastery isn't always smooth. And that's what brings me to this podcast. Now, you might be wondering, why did I decide to start a podcast? Well, the answer is simple. I believe in the power of conversation and the potential for us to learn from one another. This podcast is not just a one-way conversation. It's a space for educators, parents, and students to come together, share insights, and grow. Over the years, I've encountered numerous educators and parents who've struggled to support students who feel overwhelmed by math, as well as students who simply didn't know where to turn. It's become increasingly clear that the traditional approach to math instruction isn't always the most effective. That's why I want to share with you what I've learned and what's been proven to work. Each week, I'll be sharing strategies and ideas that you can implement in your classroom, at home, or even in your own learning journey. But it's not just about theory or research. It's about making math relevant, exciting, and yes, even fun. I want to break down the barriers that prevent students from seeing the beauty in math. Whether you're a teacher struggling to engage students or a student trying to overcome math anxiety, this podcast will give you the tools you need to succeed. And one more thing, while this podcast is rooted in research, it's also built on real life experiences. I've worked with countless students and educators over the years, and I've seen what works and what doesn't. You'll hear from me, of course, but I'll also bring in guest speakers and experts in education who will offer additional perspectives and tools you can use to improve math performance. So, let's take a step back and talk about why math really matters. I know it's easy for some students to look at a page full of algebraic expressions or geometry problems and think, when will I ever use this? But trust me, math is about so much more than the formulas and equations on the page. Think about the world around us. We live in a data-driven society where we make decisions based on numbers. Whether it's calculating interest rates on loans, budgeting our household expenses, or understanding the statistics in the news. Math isn't just something we do in a classroom. It's a skill that shapes the way we navigate the world. Math is also foundational for many high-paying and rewarding careers. STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, fields are growing faster than other sectors and are projected to create 8% more jobs between 2020 and 2030. That's a huge opportunity for students who are able to develop strong math skills. But math isn't just about preparing for a job. It's about critical thinking and problem solving. Whether you're an engineer designing a new piece of technology or a doctor analyzing patient data, the ability to think through complex problems is something that math uniquely teaches. So when we say math matters, we're not just talking about test scores, we're talking about preparing students for life. And here's the kicker. Math is everywhere, from cooking and measuring ingredients to planning a road trip and calculating distances. Math is something we use constantly, whether we realize it or not. That's why it's important for students to see math as a tool and not a barrier. Now, let's talk about the challenges. It's easy to say that math is important, but we need to acknowledge that many students face significant obstacles when it comes to mastering the subject. Some of the most common challenges I've observed in high school math include math anxiety. For many students, just the thought of a math test can send them into a panic. Research has shown that math anxiety is linked to lower performance and can even become a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's one of the biggest barriers to success in math, and it affects more students than you might think. Another obstacle students face is gaps in basic skills. Many students struggle because they never fully mastered foundational concepts like fractions, basic algebra, or geometry. These gaps compound over time, and by the time they reach high school, students can feel lost in advanced topics like trigonometry and calculus. Another obstacle is the lack of relevance. Students often fail to see the point of math. If they can't connect what they're learning to the real world, they'll disengage. And when students don't see how math applies to their lives, motivation drops. Lastly, pressure and standardized testing is an obstacle. The emphasis on standardized testing in many school systems adds extra pressure on students, leading to burnout and frustration. This pressure often takes away from the joy of learning and the opportunity to explore math creatively. So, what can we do about these challenges? That's what we'll explore throughout this podcast. I'm committed to offering practical, research-based strategies that tackle these issues head-on so students can begin to view math as an opportunity, not a roadblock. Throughout the podcast, you'll hear about some of the strategies that I've found most effective for addressing these challenges. We'll dive deep into topics such as building confidence and overcoming math anxiety. I'll share techniques that can help students feel more comfortable with math, from mindfulness exercises to changing their mindset around failure. Filling gaps in learning. We'll discuss ways to identify and address gaps in foundational knowledge so students can move forward without feeling stuck. Engaging students with real-world applications. We'll explore how to make math feel relevant with examples that show how math is used in everyday life and in exciting careers. Differentiated instruction and in technology. I'll share tips for using technology to engage students and personalize learning, especially when dealing with diverse learning styles. Each episode will be packed with actionable tips, inspiring stories, and insights that you can use immediately. This podcast isn't just about theory, it's about making a real difference in students' lives. I am so excited for this journey ahead, and I hope you are too. Whether you're a teacher looking for fresh ideas, a parent hoping to support your child, or a student who's ready to tackle math with a new perspective, this podcast is for you. Please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so others can find it too. I'd love to hear from you about what you're struggling with or what you're excited to learn. Let's create a community of people who are passionate about making math accessible, fun, and empowering. Thank you for joining me today. In our next episode, we'll dive into our first strategy for improving math performance. So stay tuned. Until then, take care and remember, you've got this.